The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
I've thought long and hard on this, and I think it's a great plan. The BH Detective Agency.
Are you crazy? To be truthful, I'm not fully committed to joining the IDF on a full-time basis. Good morning, ma'am. I talked to his doctor last night, and he's finally coming around.
How do you think he'll handle the forced retirement?
Well, I'm sure he'll resist that at first.
I have a case for you, and you're not gonna believe where.
You gotta be kidding me.
I wish I were. I can't believe this. After everything we went through with the prank, then Jeremy running off, now this? If you're asking did I let someone in again, or gave someone a key, most certainly not. The men in black!
We need you to come with us. It's a matter of national security.
Everything is national security with you feds.
Detective Hawk.
You! From the Von Langer interview. It's you! The fire! Pearman! Pearman! And now, episode 28. Deceit.
Detective Hawk, control yourself.
Don't you tell me to control myself. You dragged me away from an important investigation when all you had to do was pull me aside and say, Pearman needs to see you right away. But no, you had to come barging in like the men in black and cart me off like a common criminal.
Pearman is not the one who called us in.
What? What do you mean? Pearman is not the one who called you in.
Our orders came from elsewhere, Detective, or should I address you as agent?
Right now, I'm a highly agitated Detective Kate Hawk of the Baltimore Police Department, and if you don't explain what's going on here, you'll be a very sorry Pearman flunky.
Detective, as I said, we're not here on Pearman's behalf. In fact, he might not even be aware of what's going on.
And what is going on here?
Our instructions were to create a diversion that would allow us to escort you from a scene with witnesses.
What? Have you people completely lost your minds? Haven't you ever heard of telephones on your side? You couldn't just call me to meet you here? Why create a scene?
Detective, we just follow orders. Those were our orders. We created a diversion. We escorted you out with witnesses. That's all I can tell you.
So you committed arson just to get me here.
I don't think you should be concerned about Ellen Farina. We made sure that there was little damage. The publicity and added conspiracy theories will bolster her business even more.
Hey, people never cease to amaze me.
Detective, we've developed many of our tactics by watching your own government.
Agent Hawk.
Controller. It's Detective, if you don't mind. What's the meaning of all of this?
Agent. Detective, we have ourselves a delicate matter here.
I would say so. How about illegally detaining a law enforcement officer?
A necessary evil, I'm afraid. It was important that your own Officer Mac and the store owner see you whisked away by Homeland Security. We needed to create a buzz that Homeland had you.
This still doesn't make any sense.
Word will spread quite quickly, Detective. Everyone will know that we had a great interest in you, and word will eventually get back to your captain.
Don't worry, she knows already. I had Mac call her.
Excellent, Detective. Most excellent.
But why?
What was your response to your partner's proposal about joining him in the private eye business?
It's a step back for me. I've worked too hard to get where I am to walk away, just to play space cowboy once in a while.
Space cowboy? Well, that's a new term for my syllabus. So, it's not your intention at this time to resume your duties as an IDF agent?
Look, I know I went through your personnel registration, got my little badge, and did a short investigation in Denmark. But I never committed to anything long term.
And that's why you're here, Detective. We need you to commit.
And if I don't?
Then I'm afraid we have a problem.
I know too much, and you don't think I can keep my mouth shut.
I think the phrase is, in a nutshell, yes.
And if I refuse?
Detective, we certainly don't need to go there.
I'm already there and waiting.
We think you're a valuable asset to us. We were very impressed by your performance in Denmark.
I'm still here waiting.
We would simply have to tell the absolute truth to your captain.
The truth? What truth?
That you spoke to Homeland Security knowing that they were actually aliens from another dimension, and that you travel back and forth between dimensions in Roosevelt's yacht elevator.
You sorry son of a...
And while in the alternate universe, you met an alien from the planet Norton and you spoke his language...
All right, I get it. I don't like it. but I get it.
Kate, we don't want to do anything like that, but consider our position. You have been taken into the depths of our world, our operations, everything.
Listen, I never said that I wouldn't continue to work with you people. I'm not walking around out here like a loose cannon or something. I'm still in the fold. I'm just not ready to change careers yet. I like things the way they are. Just give me some time to adjust.
I understand, but we will need a decision soon. The Danish trip was doable for a weekend, but you need to be in a position where your time is more manageable. As a member of Homeland Security, you will be able to do that.
Whose Homeland Security?
Why, yours, of course. You'll be assigned to a section that just happens to be under our control.
Give me at least a day.
Agreed. Return her to her office. You can relate to your captain that we had trouble with Von Longer, and he asked for you specifically. We were at a crucial point in the interrogation, and your presence was required without delay.
Fine, but a phone call would have been much easier. I had suddenly come to the conclusion that their side was no different from ours. Fabrications, lies, cover-ups, it's the same on both sides. I knew that for me to ever get to my father, I'd have to play along and drink the Kool-Aid, or at least pretend to. With my options before me, Homeland Security was the best one. I love Barnsley to death, but being a partner in a PI business that's just a front is not really that rewarding, career-wise. Working with the feds is the better option. I might even get to work on some real cases in between IDF jobs. The question is, how do I approach Captain McCall? They dropped me off, and when I got back to the office, I discovered that the wheels were already turning.
Hawk, in my office, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Officer Mack informed me of your encounter with the feds.
They aren't very subtle, to say the least.
What was so important that they pulled you off an arson case?
Evidently, I made an impression on Von Longer. They've had him in custody ever since taking him from us in the middle of our questioning. He said that he'd only talk to me.
Did he say why?
I guess because I played good cop and Barnes played bad cop. I assured him that we were acting in his best interest. Looks like the hard-nosed tactics the feds were using wasn't working.
Did you make any progress?
He did open up a little. Made some demands and concessions. I still don't like the way they went about it.
I certainly agree with you there. So, have you decided to join them?
Excuse me?
Not 10 minutes ago, I received an INTNAC request for one Kate Hawk.
Are you serious? An entrance to National Agency check for me. To work for them.
Your past police records, tickets, work ethics, the whole nine yards.
Captain, I just left them. They made a pitch about me working for their agency, but I told them I wouldn't even consider it before talking to you and a few other people. I told them at best I'd need another day just to consider it.
Evidently, they aren't wasting any time.
It's one thing to be considered for a job, but an entirely different thing to be told you'll have to take it.
Detective Hawk, Kate, I want you to seriously consider it. You're a good cop and a great detective. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Right now, you're in a good place here. You're a top-notch detective in the Special Investigation Section. That's a position I know you've worked hard to get.
It's been a long climb to get where I am.
Believe me, I know all too well what you've been through. You think I just waltzed in here and took this job? We both have had to prove ourselves over and over. I really don't want to lose you, but be realistic. I'm sure you'll eventually make lieutenant, and maybe even someday captain. Now you have an opportunity to become a federal agent. It pains me to say it, Detective, but I think you should seriously consider their offer.
I appreciate your confidence, ma'am. I'll give it careful consideration. In the meantime, I'll resume the fire investigation with Officer Mack.
Unfortunately, Kate, they have taken that case.
What?
Along with the INTNAC request, I was informed that the incident is part of their investigation of Von Langer.
I can't believe it.
At this point, I'd say, if you can't beat them, join them. That will be all, Detective.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Detective, what's going on? Why did they haul you off like that?
They needed help interviewing Von Langer. You'd think a phone call would be more appropriate.
And the captain told me we're off the case?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
First they swoop in and take your suspect, then they take over your case. This whole thing started as a harmless prank, and now the feds are taking over? What am I missing?
What's really going on? Apparently, there's much more at stake here than a simple prank. So just send me what you have on the investigation and I'll finish out our report.
All right, you'll have it before lunch.
I've been expecting your call.
I bet you have, Pierman.
Please believe me when I tell you that I had nothing to do with what happened today. That all came down from the controller.
And I'm sure you had nothing to do with requesting a security check on me for a job I'm not even really sure about.
That, too, came from higher-ups. Kate, you're in our system. You're privy to our operations.
Save it, Pierman. I've heard the spiel already. I don't like being told what to do when it comes to my career. Yes, working with the feds as a cop is a great opportunity, but it's not the one I made.
I beg your pardon.
I've worked hard to get where I am today, and I did it on my own merits. I've earned what I have. This federal job is just something that's being given to me, not earned.
But you have earned it. We have been watching your progress throughout your entire career. Your father was one of our best agents, and we were curious about his daughter. You met all our expectations in Denmark. This is an earned position.
How dare you bring up my father when you constantly stonewall me when I ask about him?
Then perhaps I could offer up something that might persuade you to take us up on our offer.
And what would that be, Pierman? I'm dying to know.
Your first assignment as a fully pledged IDF agent.
And that would be...
freeing your father.
Has Kate finally been given what she's been asking for since the beginning? Will Kate Hawk join Homeland Security to become Agent Kate Hawk of the Intergalactic Defense Force? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Homeland.